The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis talks about the Jewish community in Alexandria, Egypt, which was one of the biggest Jewish communities. And it talks about the tremendous and enormous shul, which was able to accommodate many, many, many people. And so the Brisa there talks about where did they have the bima, the platform, they put it in the center of the shul. And as they explain, they used to raise a flag to signal to the crowd when to enter Amen. That's the Brisa in Gemara Sukkah. So the Rambam, the Tor, when they discuss Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, so when they talk about where to place the bima, from where we read the Torah and perhaps other things, so they bring down, it should be in the center of the shul. How do we know? Because the Gemara in Sukkah, that this like in Alexandria, in order to the whole Tzibur should be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the Kesef Mishnah points out that the bimis during his day were not in the center of the shul, they were in the front of the shul. So why going against the Gemara, the Rambam, to explain the difference? He says the reason why they had to put the bim in the center of the shul, because when shuls which were very large and a lot of people, there was a lot of noise, and people were concerned if you're far away, if you're in the back, you won't be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. But in relatively smaller shuls, which he said he had during his day, there's no need to put the bim in the center, since the entire tzibur can hear Kriyas HaTorah from any point in the shul. Interesting, and even putting it in the center didn't seem to help in Alexandria, because they had to wave flags. However, the Kesem Mishnah is Mako in a small shul. It's not a real din of center, it's a pragmatic thing. The Chazan Sofer disagrees. He says it's not just for cosmetic reasons, or not just cosmetic, but pragmatic reasons to make sure that people could hear. Against the Rambam, the Torah, and the Kesef Mishnah. But he says it's much more deeper than that, that the Bima represents the Mizbeach, which was in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What is the Chasim Sofer get this from, that the Bima is like the Mizbeach? Because he said, because we read about the Kabbarnas from the Bima, and as well, we circle the Bima when we do on Sukkot, when we go around with the Luv and Esrog. And that's what's the Zecher of the circling of the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chasim Sofer says one should not put the bim in the front of the shul, even if it's a small shul. Especially if you have to change the custom, especially if it once was in the middle. In fact, in Hungary, they felt very strongly about this, that they said anyone who puts a bim in the front of the shul, you can't come in. That was one of the big, that was some of the reform practices about moving the bima up front from the middle. So the Chasim Sofer was fighting against that. So therefore they were very strict. That's why as well they had other halachas about if you get married in a shul. Rav David Lipschitz, it was when he wouldn't be Masada Kedushin, because in Europe, I guess, in Hungary, that was considered Chukas HaGayim. Because Goyim got married in churches. So either way, so according to the Rambam, Tor Kesef Mishnah, it seems to be a pragmatic reason, and one can still do a bima in the front if it's a small shul. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva. He says as long as the bima is not literally right against the Aron Kodesh or the front, and therefore, even according to the Chasim Sofer, it should be okay as long as you could walk around the bima and do hakafas to or do like hoshanis with it. not knowing them, and you walk around with the Ruach and Esrog. So he says it's not a halacha Moshe Misina. It doesn't have to be exactly in the center. It could be towards the front as long as there's some walking distance. However, in a long, in a big shul where it's difficult to hear, Rav Moshe writes it should be placed in the center so people could hear. So everyone agrees with that. And then he gets into, what about a shul that wasn't built properly and the bima is in front? Let's say you can't even do the Nunim, the Hakafas. So he doesn't go with the ban the Hungarian Rabbanim put on it. He says there's no Isser. B'dievet, it's okay. Unless, you know, if the Stavka did it to copy their non-Jewish places of worship or non-traditional, so then maybe it's best not to go in. But strictly speaking, so he says, as long as it's not done for that reason. So we have the Gemara talking about the glory of Anshe Alexandria, and they used to have the bim in the middle. So the Rambam Torah Kesef Mishnah will point in. That's a pragmatic reason because it's not a pure halacha. It has to be in the middle. It's only a concern about hearing. The Chasam Sofer says no. It signifies the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was always in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, because we read about the Karbanos and we circle the Bima. Rav Moshe says even the Chasam Sofer would agree if you could, even if it's up front, but there's room between there and Aron Kodesh. And even Rav Moshe says in a big shul, you might as well put it in the middle. And if it was made with the Bima right up front, so be the evidence. Okay, as long as it wasn't made with the intention of copying, of doing Chukas HaGoyim or other non-Jewish practices.